Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, yesterday on the show, we were chatting to Jason, who's been a stay-at-home dad for 7 years, and he spoke to us about his observations that he's noticed there's more dads, more fathers taking a more active role since the beginning of the pandemic, more fathers at the school gates as well, he said. Brian is also with us here. He got in touch with us on Lunchtime Live. Brian, what are your thoughts on this?
I took over at home when my second child was 8 months old, and I suppose it was a case of, you know, my first child had been through creche, etc., all that, and creche was going to be phenomenally expensive. I think it was going to be about $1,700 a month for two kids, and we didn't really want our second daughter to go through creche like our first had. So I took over at home at the time. That's 11 years ago now, so. I've been doing it for 11 years and it's worked out great.
Never looked back?
No. You know, there's obviously, you know, you do without things. Obviously, the money aspect, like, you know, is nothing the same. You know, it's a lot more difficult. I mean, you know, you only have one salary, but I mean, you make do. You know, obviously, the sacrifice you have to make, but, you know, I have a great relationship with my kids, with three girls, and you know, you cut your cloth suit the tailor, and it's worked out great.
What age are your kids, Brian, now, the three girls?
Three of 14, 12 and 9.
Oh, okay. So you're past the creche stage, but I suppose, you know, it's something we constantly hear people talking, contacting us in the programme, you know, about creche fees and extortionate prices they're paying in some cases, and you know, in many instances for people, it's not a choice. It's somebody has to nearly make the decision to stay at home because they can't afford. It's like a second mortgage.
Well, it's that. It's also, you know, the betterment, you know, of your kids. I remember, you know, my eldest, you know, when she was in creche, and there'd be days that, you know, I was renovating a house at the same time. My wife was working, and you know, some days I wouldn't want to go into creche, you know, when you'd be trying to encourage her in, and, you know, you'd go in and the creche workers would sort of try and distract her, like, you know, you'd end up crawling out of the creche on your hands and knees, literally, so she wouldn't see you, you know, and then, you know, going to pick her up and she could be, you know, upset or whatever, you know, and the next day going in again, she wouldn't want to go in, and, you know, this is the things, you know, obviously, let's say dual parents have to deal with, like, you know, you got kids in creches, and you didn't want to do that, you know, obviously, for second child, didn't want to have to put her through what, you know, my first did. So, the creche workers were brilliant in dealing with them, but, you know, it's difficult, it's really tough, let's say, on parents, you know, particularly having to go to work and leaving a child in the creche who's crying and doesn't want to go in, and, yeah, you know, I just did not want to go through that again.
With really interesting conversation, and I know you heard that yesterday with Jason Collins. He made the decision to stay at home and to parent his two boys 7 years ago. But he made the point that he's now noticed, and look, whether it be because people are obviously working more from home at the moment because they've been asked to do so, but he made the observation, Brian, that he'd noticed more dads at the school gates when the schools are open, and he noticed more fathers in the playgrounds and the play park with the kids, and he just, you know, he thought it was really interesting observation. Is that something that you've noticed in more recent years?
Yeah, I think we're still in the minority compared to moms, but you would see definitely a lot more and a lot more dual participation now. But obviously, the fact that they both parents are pretty much working from home allows both parents to be more interactive and more participative in the activities during the day. What you tend to find a lot is that you'll have one parent, which may be a father, let's say, who will drop the kids to school in the morning, and then you'll have maybe the mother that picks them up in the afternoon. But obviously in similar situations, you'll have an increased amount of fathers, let's say, who would obviously be taking care of the kids on a full-time basis. But unfortunately, I think we're still very much in the minority as regards full-time stay-at-home parents.
I have a text in here, Brian, from a listener who says they would love to do what Brian has done, but they're too afraid to give up the social outlet and the social aspect of work.
It is, yeah. It's, you know, you have to weigh everything up. I mean, as I said in my email to you, the distinction to be made between lonely and alone, like, you know. And as I said to me, you know, you as a full time parent, I mean, you never feel lonely because, you know, there's so much to do, and, you know, I have a fabulous relationship with my girls, and which I probably wouldn't have obviously if I had been working full time. But I mean, there are situations, like, you know, as I say, when for our work activities, you know, Christmas is particularly, you know, I find very often Christmas can be particularly tough coming up to Christmas, you know, because you'll see other people going on work parties, maybe, let's say, for instance, obviously pre-COVID, et cetera, like, you know, and that doesn't happen anymore. I worked in sales originally and for big multinational, and we had a lot of company activities, and there'll be a lot of events and functions and all that. That's non-existent. You know, your social life revolves around the playground, schools, and obviously around your kids. But then, you know, as I say, the wonderful thing is that, you know, I have a great relationship with my kids now, you know, and something that obviously a lot of dads just don't get to experience.
Another text in here, Brian, from a listener who's got in touch with us and says, I've had the opportunity to spend more time at home with my kids thanks to the pandemic in recent months. I'm thinking of doing it on a full-time basis. Can you please ask your guest if he's any advice?
I certainly think, you know, that when you take the plunge and do it, and you see how happy your kids are, it's worth the effort. You know, there are sacrifices to give up, you know, but I mean, we did stuff like we took you know, one car off the road a number of years ago. Let's say we've only managed one car, and you know, you're saving minimum 5,000 a year. So I mean, and you'd be surprised at me, you know, you can actually manage fine. But there are, you know, there's obviously sacrifices that you have to make, but I think it's well worth, you know, taking the plunge and just doing it. I think most people, a lot of people stay in employment because obviously, you know, safeguarding pensions, etc. I wish that you know, our government finance, let's say, would make better allowances for our single income families. And I think this really can be really tough when you consider that, you know, the tax free allowance for a single income family is only half of what a second person working is. So two people working, you know, get a tax free allowance of, I think, something around $66,800 a year. You know, our single income family working only receives a tax allowance of about $44,000 a year. So you know, there is a financial sacrifice that you have to make. But then, like, you know, as I say, you see the joy in your parents having your kids all the time. It's worth it. And the other thing, of course, is that, I mean, you know, you know that you're safeguarding your children, and children, the formative years, you know, from 1 to 10, probably are the most important. And you know, having a full-time parent there who will be completely devoted to their kids and make the time, you know, to be able to devote to homework or activities, whatever it may be, you know, makes all the difference.
I just noticed today, actually, it's interesting that we're speaking to you, Brian, again about this, because LinkedIn are now recognising stay-at-home parents as a job description on their site. And it's kind of like a new feature, but it will allow, you know, users, mums or dads, to accurately reflect the time that they've spent away. Now, this is from the workforce, if you were to go back into it. I'm interested in your thoughts on that.
It would be great if it could be done. The interesting thing is that I think from a pensions contribution, I think there was a scheme, let's say, that government had, which I think was called a homemaker scheme, which allowed you to put extra credits towards your pension in later years. There are some means there to to provide for stay-at-home parents. But I mean, I think a hell of a lot more could be done.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Listen, Brian, thanks a million for getting in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live today. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live on Newstalk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.